I say to New Hope people, I say, you know, return back to that pioneer spirit. Now that you've got the maturity and depth and lessons, don't lose the spirit that we would do anything. We'd meet under a tree if we had to. You know, it didn't matter. But after a while, we say, oh, I don't want to go Farrington, too hot. And if I can't park right there, I don't like park. Do you remember in marriage how I used to open the door for Anna? And now she's lucky if I don't take off before she closes the door.
Aloha and Happy New Year. Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. It happens every 24 hours. It happens every 7 days. Happens every 12 months. God gives us a chance to have new beginnings. Whether it's a new day, a new week, a new year, it's an opportunity to close the door to the past and look forward to what He has in store for the future. Here's Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of a message entitled, The Gift of New Beginnings.
God is saying you need constant renewal, and here it is. The first is always be looking, having a clear assessment of where you're at right now in relationship to where you should be. And often I know, but I do something wrong anyway. But the Bible says that reviving or renewing or new beginnings comes according to His, what? His Word. But I know your word, but I compromise anyway. You know what James says? If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he deceives himself. You know what? It's pretty bad to lie to somebody else. You know what's really bad? When I start lying to myself. And then the drift is on. And so I have to be willing to see where I am and be open to the fact. And say, yep, there's a clear assessment. I'm here. I should be here. Until you do that, there is no way back. You don't have the course back. You don't know which way to go. Let's read what Psalms 32 says. Ready? Go. When I was silent about my sin, my body wasted away. What was he saying? He's saying when I denied my sin, when I denied the fact that I'm away from God, I'm okay. I love God. And we just know that we're just blowing smoke. And I'm lying to myself. God says, don't do that, Wayne. Don't do that. When I'm silent about my sin, what happens? My body wastes away. You know what it's saying? When I deny my poor relationship with God and make up some nice rationalization and some nice religious phrases, God says, not only, Wayne, are you lying to yourself, but number two, it's going to affect everything about your life. Your body will start to waste away. And so remember from where you have fallen. Do you remember in the story of the prodigal son when his whole life began to change? When he had drifted so far from the father? It was when he came to his senses. What that means is get a clear perspective of where things are and quit lying to yourself. That's what he's saying. And so let's take a look at it and see what he says here in Luke 15. Let's read it. Ready? Go. But when he came to his senses, he said, I will get up and go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. Where should I be with the Lord? And where am I now? How often I need to say, I need help. So the first is, remember, the second step in new beginnings, that there's constant new beginnings that we're cooperating with. Number two, the Bible says, not only remember from where you have fallen, and then, number two, repent. Would you write that in there? Repent. Repent means you're going one way, you stop and turn around and go the other way. In fact, the word repent in Greek comes from the Greek word metanoia. Nuos means the mind. Meta means to change. To repent means I change my mind. It's a choice I make. I used to reject God. I'm going to change my mind about that. I'm going to now follow Him. It's right here in your heart and your willingness to say, no, I'm going to follow Him. And that's a repentance. And so the Bible says when you do that, refreshing comes and you return to the presence of the Lord. You stop the drift and you make a course change and you start going back towards God. That's what repentance means. Let's read Acts 3:19 and you'll see. Ready? Go. Repent, therefore, and return that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Where does times of refreshing come from? The presence of the Lord. How do you get there? Repent and return. Yeah. Let's read the next one. Matthew 11, 28. Ready? Go. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. And where is my good? Let's read the next one. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge. See, repentance gets you on a course back into the presence of God where times of refreshing are. You move away from the presence of God and drift, then the times of refreshing get scarcer and scarcer. We're talking about the gift of new beginnings. It's going to require us to remember, constantly evaluating, where am I with you, Lord? And then repenting, and then realizing that it's nobody's fault but mine. I've got to quit excusing myself, making up rationalizations. You know, I've found that as I grow older, I become more adept at making excuses for my actions. You see the same thing in your life? Yeah, everybody raise your hand. Yeah, no, don't be lying to me. But we just get, I mean, like these are actual traffic accident reports from insurance claims, people trying to summarize the accident and how it happened so they can receive insurance money. Let me read you a few of these. This is true from insurance claims. Here's the first one. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I finally hit him. Here's another one. In my attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole. Here's one. I collided with a stationary truck coming the other way. I like this one. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to go, so I ran over him. I think this is my favorite. I pulled out from the side of the road, glanced over at my mother-in-law, and headed straight over the embankment. Reminds me of the Portuguese guy that was stopped by the policeman. It was just this last Christmas. Pulled over by a police officer because he was swerving all over the road. So he pulls this guy over. And when he rolls down the window, this guy reeks of alcohol. Immediately he starts making excuses for his swerving. Officer, he said, officer, I kept seeing this green Christmas tree in front of me. I go to the left, the thing would swerve to the left. I go to the right, the thing would go to the right. It kept following me. Officers, like the devil is in my car. The officer looks over and says, no, Mano, that's your air freshener hanging from your mirror. We have to just repent. We need to all practice saying, I'm sorry. How hard that is sometimes. But that's a key to renewal, a key to a new beginning. I'm sorry. I mean, just practice it. Turn to your neighbor and just practice, okay? All right, to the left, right, into the end, either way. Ready? Go. I'm sorry. Just practice, practice. Okay? To the other side now. I'm sorry. Okay, the person in back of you. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, did anybody die yet? No, you see, it doesn't kill you to say I'm sorry. And it gives you a new beginning. It really does. This just happened a couple years ago. Anna was going to meet me at a wedding. Our niece was getting married at Damon Estates up in Mauna Loa, the beautiful place up on the hill there. And she pulls out and she's on the freeway. She's telling me the story where she puts on her blinker to change lanes so she can get off. And she hears a beep. And so she pulls back into her lane, and in her blind spot, there was a car. And so she waited in this car. I guess the lady in the car is really mad now. And she pulls up next to her. So Anna, you know, needs to go. And so she's going and she pulls up. So finally she has to slow down. She slows down. So Anna speeds up to get in front because she's got to take the exit, you know. This lady, right behind her, following her. My wife is so innocent. She looks in her rear view mirror. She thinks, this lady must be in a hurry. So she pulls over to the side of the road to let her by. The lady pulls right behind her and stops. Anna thinks, oh, I guess she's not in a hurry. So she pulls back out. And so this lady follows her off the Mauna Loa exit, goes all the way towards Mauna Loa and starts driving, following her up to the wedding. My wife, so sweet, she said to me, I thought she was just coming to the wedding. Maybe she was a New Hope person. And so she's driving up and this lady's following her. And it's this titta. She is so mad. So my wife parks. We have a Jeep. So she gets out of the Jeep and this lady slams the door and this big titta comes out. And walking straight at her. You know, you almost hit my car. She was ready to beef with my wife. And my wife, Anna, said, you know, honey, I just didn't even think. I just walked up to her and said, I'm so sorry. Can you ever forgive me? And she said, and I hugged her like at New Hope. You could just see this lady's eyes, you know, being hugged. She said, I'm so sorry. Can you ever forgive me? She said, but I took my arms off of her. The lady said, well, okay. Then went, drove off. I laughed. I thought, you know, that's the neat thing about repentance. It gives everybody a new beginning. And that's why the Bible says you want to be a part of new beginnings, then repent. Be quick to do that. Just say, I'm sorry. It's all right. Because the real issue is not really who's right or wrong. It's just repent so that we can have a new beginning. And it calms everything down. We all have to practice that. After that incident, I did take off the New Hope bumper sticker off my wife's car. And the third, not only repent, and the third is return. Return. Do what you did in the beginning. You see, it says, and do the things you did at first. We cannot just sit and wish for things to change. If you want to be a part of new beginnings, you've got to take action. Let's read Matthew 3:8. Ready? Go. Therefore, bring forth fruit in keeping with repentance. See, we've got to repent, but we've got to take action. So he's saying, do what you did when you first were introduced to Christ. Do what you did at first. You want to be a part of new beginnings? Say, Lord, how was it when I first came to know you? Lord, what was my spirit like, the humility of my life, the willingness to do anything when I first came to you? God says, do that again. Because that's what new beginnings is all about. Let's read what he says in Colossians. Ready? Go. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Do that often. Make that a constant, habitual life pattern of keeping that same kind of spirit. I say to New Hope people, I say, you know, return back to that pioneer spirit. Now that you've got the maturity and depth and lessons, don't lose the spirit, that pioneer spirit, that we would do anything. We'd meet under a tree if we had to. You know, it didn't matter. Just wherever we can. Let's, because we're a family and God's called us to be a part of something great. Let's just do it. But after a while, and we say, oh, I don't want to go Farrington, too hot. And if I can't park right there, I don't like pop. God is saying, return back. Do you remember in marriage how I used to open the door for Anna and close the door and walk on the other side? We used to stare at each other for hours on end. Now she's lucky if I don't take off before she closes the door. And now I catch her staring at me, I look over at her, what? Return. Go back. And do you remember when I first came to the Lord, you first came to the Lord? I mean, I tell you, it was like Jesus is all I need. I don't need anything else. I mean, I've got new life. I've got forgiveness. That's more than I could have ever hoped for. And I don't want to ever go back. The Lord says, return to that. Even if you've got nothing else, is Jesus enough? You are. You will have many new beginnings. Listen to Habakkuk. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Doesn't matter what else happens, I'm going to return back to what God has for me. I want to introduce to you in closing a dear man here as a part of New Hope who had received new beginnings. And his story is a tremendous one. But often it's new Christians that are maybe even less than a year old that I'd love to hear from, because it reminds me, as well the other brothers as they come out in the end, reminds me of a heart that I need to retain. That's what'll give me new beginnings again and again. Don't drift from that. But I want you to hear that story from him. Would you welcome with me Gabe Ayo as he comes? Gabe. Thanks, brother.
Thank you and good morning. It's a beautiful morning, blue skies outside. So as you leave, you probably should look up and you'll probably see the Lord up there too. I just want to say a short thing before I do my testimony over here. And for all the brothers out there, I'm what you call in the Hawaiian word a pahau. In short words, it means convict. I'm an ex-convict. And for you who are out there and wondering what to do and where's your life going, you did the right thing. You took the first step in coming through these doors. And I want to ask you right now, is just let the Lord plant the seed in you and nurture that seed, and he'll be there. He'll always be at your side. So let me just give you this testimony of myself through my years. I've spent my whole life in prisons, from boys' homes to detention homes to the prisons. I knew about God all my life. My father was a very strong Catholic, but I never had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Church was something I never looked forward to, so I stayed away. After I got out of prison and found a good job, and I drifted further from God. My life was just about making money and getting ahead. One day, sitting up here in the front, the message spoke directly to me. It touched a nerve in my heart, and I knew I had to make a commitment. The message hit me time after time. I knew the only answer was giving my life to Jesus. Otherwise, I would have drifted right back. That Sunday, Pastor Wayne gave an invitation. I gave my heart to Jesus. Ever since, I have been completely changed. Now I am so excited about coming to church. Every week when I go home, I ask my wife, Jeannie, to come and say, come. She says, yes. We've been coming together ever since. God has truly given us a new beginning. I've had the privilege, starting with this New Start program to New Hope, to go to various prisons, detention homes, to share God's love. It means a lot to me because I remember the times I was there, and each time I shared with them, I see my own face staring back at me. Years ago, I sat there as sitting today, lost without God's love. They too need the gift of a new beginning. I'm still growing and still so much to learn. I still have a court appearance pending that I do not know the outcome of. But it's no longer about being locked up. It's been locked up since I was a kid. But God has changed my heart. I never realized how much family means to how precious they are to me. To have Jesus as a family is the greatest gift anyone could dream of. But even though I don't know the outcome, what gives me strength is the new relationship I have with Jesus Christ on a daily basis. And regardless of what happens with the pending trial, I have the greatest gift of all that I received last year. It's the gift of a new beginning. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided.
Let's stand as we conclude. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for giving to us the gift of new beginnings as we are on the brink of this new year. Tonight, Lord, as we gather to consecrate our hearts, let it be a fresh new beginning as we watch what you'll be doing in this new year. We expect the greatest year ever, Lord. Thank you for being the author and the finisher of that in Jesus' name.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Oh,
And all the Ohana at New Hope Christian Fellowship, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a happy new year. Haole makahiki ho.